Hello everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, editor of this May 2022 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. I hope you're all keeping well and enjoying the nice weather now. Thank you to Cedric Hakon for your little note in one of the wallets, and I'm so pleased that you enjoy hearing what we're doing. Your readers this month are regulars Kevin Ford, John Francis, Judy Hawkins and Caroline Audrey. We will be hearing from a hard-working boat builder, why our weather is the best, a yarn maker saving fleece from the flames, and 70 years of the Broad Society. With our regular features and contributors, there's lots to hear about, so to get us underway, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
The excellent piece from Richard England in this month's issue on the history of Norwich is legendary, at least to those of a certain age, Jenny Lind Children's Hospital, will strike a chord with many. It did with me. Family law has it that my first visit there was very nearly my last visit anywhere. In those days, you see, the medical profession was quite enthusiastic about whipping out the tonsils of young'uns prone to a bit of a sore throat. I had a bit of a throat, apparently, and so, at the tender age of 7, was presented at the hospital, then in Unthank Road, for a tonsillectomy. The drama occurred later that evening, when the hospital called to tell my anxious parents that I was a little bleeder, which they knew, but that I was a little bleeder who wouldn't stop bleeding. Further details were a bit sketchy, but it led to a worrying night for the folks. Well, no spoilers, but I think we all know how it ended. I do have one small memory of that evening, but I won't share it here, in case folk are enjoying their breakfast Wheaty Bangs or whatever. Suffice to say, I survived and have since enjoyed many a sore throat. My sister, as I may have mentioned before, was also a guest of the Jenny Lind for a whole 6 weeks, immobilised in traction after a leg-car interface which was only going to end one way. She got a lot of sweets, toys and books in compensation, though claimed she spent the entire time being deeply annoyed by the little girl in the adjacent bed. To my shame, I did not know the history of the Jenny, and I'm indebted to Richard, who is consultant paediatric surgeon at Jenny Lind Children's Hospital at its current home, Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, for his knowledge. It's great to know that he and his colleagues are carrying on the good work at the NNUH, and also that the name of Jenny Lind continues to be associated with childcare in Norfolk. It's quite astounding, really, that a Swedish singer should invest such an effort to help the good people of the county. It's as if Rihanna or Adele popped up today, did some gigs at Carrow Road and handed the cash over. Our forebears must have made a heck of an impression on the Swedish nightingale.